Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Monday, January 4th, through Thursday, January 7th, 2021. January 4th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the time is now urgent when you must, as an American, unite in prayer to support your Constitution." The Constitution is a document that was heavenly inspired and that your country was founded upon. To lose the unity behind this important founding document is to lose your God-given right of independence. The Constitution has been the guardian angel of democracy since the founding of the Declaration of Independence. Do not lethargically allow its importance now to crumble without notice. This country has always been able to be my finger of righteousness amidst the chaos of outside influence. Do not allow evil powers to take this away from you by popular vote. Understand who and what you are up against. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 5th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The way to destroy democracy is to belittle obedience to the Constitution. Then and only then does someone get elected to office whom the people did not elect. Your nation, the United States, is currently pursuing such a path. Disobedience to the laws your nation was founded upon. Take the whole nation and every balance and check of the government out from under the protection of the Constitution. This mindset has not been encouraged by any patriot, but from outside power managers. Real patriots place the substantiation of actions according to laws which have been in place since the founding fathers. Pray for these truths to be accepted by the American public. I desire for the whole nation a fresh baptism of truth." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 6th, 2021, the Feast of the Epiphany. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, despite the overall consensus that has rallied against the truth, you, my children, must with courage live in the truth and represent the truth. Do not become discouraged by the faulty actions and despicable opinions of those who do not realize what or whom they are embracing. Be as a breath of fresh air in a society stifling with misinformation. Continue to challenge error so that righteousness is always heard. To this end, I am with you and lend my hand of support, giving you opportunities to represent the truth. Pray every day for perseverance in truth and in the hope of a future where those who live in truth are not a remnant. Truth is honesty. Hope for honesty to be the basis of all future political pursuits. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, it is obvious that there has been foreign interference in the election process in your country in this most recent presidential election. Your nation will never be the same again. All of this outside influence, however, must not change my relationship with each heart. I am still your eternal Father. No power on earth can change that. In my heart is your freedom and security, your right to choose, and most of all, your right to pray. Therefore, do not feel depressed or oppressed. Be at peace, knowing no outside forces can make you surrender your love for me. Allow me dominion over your hearts, and you will be free always. Allow my commandments to govern your hearts and your lives. This is the way to true and everlasting peace. This is the way to allow truth the victory in your hearts and your lives. This is the victory that counts throughout all eternity. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.